There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Home field advantage is a fun thing. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I'm relatively confident if that game had been in Colorado, they would have lost. They blew a 6-run lead, had a 6-0 lead through 3 innings of the wild card game. Arizona taking advantage of Paul Goldschmidt's early 3-run homer. Did you watch this game, by the way? I was checking it out. A little scouting report. And I got to tell you, I feel more confident now that the Dodgers are going to advance than I did before the game. That is not a great baseball team, the Arizona Diamondbacks, that I saw. Not at all. So they got out to the big lead, and then they regurgitated that lead, most of it, and Colorado came back and used the back and forth, right? It's like a pinball machine there going back and forth. And the Diamondbacks came this close. Now, you cannot see. It's radio. They came this close to being full-on choking dog. We would have circled the wagons. We would have done 4 hours on how pathetic that franchise is. That's how close they came. Right? That close, right? Blowing a 6-0 lead. It's a sound from the Diamondbacks dugout while they were blowing that lead when Zach Greinke could not hold a 6-run lead, got knocked out in the fourth inning. Now, I know, in the end, did the Diamondbacks win? Yes, by the closest of margins. They say, well, they won by 3 runs. Trust me, that was the closest of margins. When you need a pitcher, I'm talking about a pitcher to get a hit. And that's what they needed. Archie Bradley, not good. Not good. Does not bode well for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So now the D-backs are headed to Los Angeles, a showdown with the Dodgers. And so let's talk about that. look ahead here. The Diamondbacks have become the popular pick for popular people. Why is that? Because most people in the media are lazy and they are reactionary, meaning whatever they just saw, they are convinced is going to happen again. That's what happened. You're lazy. Well, they won a game. That means they're going to win the next couple of games. The question here, and I got a lot of pushback from these Diamondback fans that have been Diamondback fans for about 3 hours, give or take about 3 hours. They're new to the party. They're new to the party. But here's the deal. The question is, should the Dodgers, 104-win juggernaut, top team in professional baseball this year, should they be worried about the Arizona Diamondbacks? And the simple answer here is absolutely not. Now, I'll expand on that. If this was Eddie, he would just stop right there and move on to the next thing. But I'm going to expand on that. I'm going to expand on that here. And my thoughts on this, when you talk about a matchup starting this weekend, Dodgers and Diamondbacks, from the Dodger perspective, stay in your lane. No such thing, and competition. Catch it. Right? And I'll keep it very simple. I'll walk you through this. Number one, the Dodgers have no concern about the Diamondbacks because if the Dodgers play up to their capability, there's no team in baseball that's going to beat them. They have the top roster in baseball. Clayton Kershaw, Rich Hill, Yu Darvish, go down the pitching staff here. When these guys are in their confidence is high and they're playing well, there's nobody beating them. The Diamondbacks don't have a chance when the Dodgers are playing well. The Dodgers have plenty of players that are difference makers, as seen with the most wins in professional baseball this year, guys like Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, and Justin Turner. And as LeVar Ball says, the great spokesman of modern times here, when you ask LeVar, he'll say it's extremely important. Stay in your lane. The Dodgers have to have tunnel vision. Do not believe – I don't believe they're going to go into their safe space here and get a nice little glass of warm milk and get a blankie. I don't believe they're going to be doing that. I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be all right. And number two, I know it's good for the drama and to build up the excitement and all that. As the popular theory goes, that, and I want to nip this in the bud right now. You're going to hear this a lot. If you like baseball, you pay attention to this stuff over the next couple of days, you're going to hear a lot of low-information fans, a lot of dopey media people say the Diamondbacks have the M-word. You know what the M-word is? Momentum! Uncle Mo! Bunch of idiots. You can tell someone's a moron as a fan when they say momentum. It is silly. I have said it for years. Momentum is an illusion. You can't see it. You can't touch it. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing. And I'll tell you, if it was really something, wouldn't every manager and coach say, hey, we're behind by 3 runs in the 8th inning. Let's get that momentum. Let's hit the momentum button. It doesn't exist. And the Diamondbacks, they had a 6-0 lead, right? They had the momentum, and then the Rockies came storming back. What happened to their momentum? There's no such thing. There are holes. There are weaknesses on that Arizona Diamondback team. And big tip of the cap to the Rockies. The Rockies actually helped the Dodgers out by exposing many of those weaknesses. And you look at the head-to-head matchup, but look at what Colorado was able to do when they did not roll over, did not play dead, and they put the pressure on the Diamondbacks. That Arizona pitching staff, which I've heard is so good, gave up 8 runs, 13 hits to Colorado. That's not Colorado at Coors Field. That's Colorado on the road. There's a difference. And the Diamondback pitching, in a word here, is pathetic in this game. Zach Greinke, I mentioned he choked. He went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 6 hits and 4 runs, was gifted a 6-0 lead, and then regurgitated on the mound in front of everyone there in the stadium in Arizona.
No, I'm not going to choke on my meat.
Well, he choked on something. And how about the Arizona bullpen? Some of these guys are starters. You got Robbie Ray. He didn't have a clean outing. He gave up a run. Archie Bradley, who's the hero because of the hit, he was tagged for a couple of runs. Fernando Rodney. I pray to Jesus that at the end of a key game in this series, Dodgers and Diamondbacks, Fernando Rodney's on the mound because he sucks. He's no good. In a one-run game, you want that guy on the mound with your season on the line? I would rather be down by a run going against Fernando Rodney in the 9th inning because that guy is he's not good. Not good. And none of those pitchers had a clean appearance. And these are key guys, right? Robbie Ray, Archie Bradley, Fernando Rodney, Zach Greinke. None of them had a clean appearance. Arizona's pitching staff was stretched out, and now they got to come back. They got one day, and then they're back at it on Friday in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium. Now, the last thing, the competition is great, right? I like that. I think these are worthy challengers, and there's bad blood. And like most of these things, there's bad blood on one side, right? Arizona's bitter. They have envy and insecurity when they look at the Dodgers because the Dodgers have the top payroll in baseball. They're beloved. No one really cares about the Diamondbacks. So there's some bitterness there. There's some envy at the amount of attention the Dodgers have gotten. There's insecurity because of that celebration a couple years back when the Dodgers had a pool party in Arizona, and they have not let that go. They've had an issue with that. Get over it. I hope the Dodgers have another pool party. I'd like to see them win in Arizona. I think that would be great. And then, belly flop! Be a belly whopper. I mean, listen, the Diamondbacks have been the Dodgers' punching bag over the last handful of years here. And I know it's the trendy pick that Arizona's this upstart team and it makes for the better story. I just don't see it. I don't. And the better teams usually wins these things. The better team's the Dodgers. They're better all year. They're better now. And they're going to win this series, and then they'll advance and play in the National League Championship Series. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We give out the number once an hour, one time. That is it. And if you would like to be part, just pay attention. So you have an advantage because it's, you know, some people turn on the radio whenever they turn on the radio, so they could be listening in like 5 minutes from now. Some guy, and I get emails from people. Hey, I turned on the show. You didn't give out the number. And then I say, well, I didn't give out the number for like 5 months, 5 or 6 months, and then we came back and we started giving out the number. But as a compromise, I give it out once an hour. And last night, to prove how great that strategy works, we had Whoopie Pie guy from Maine call up and give us a recap of his Madden football. That was great. Gave out the number. Blair in Maine. Great conversation there. That's what I look forward to on talk radio. That's why I listen to late night radio to get that conversation. And there were some other real dopes that called the show. But I'm going to give out the number right now. Here it is. All right, everyone stand. Everyone quiet. This is the A block of hour one. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We'll take your thoughts as the baseball playoffs getting cranked up here. It's a fun situation. Good situation. All right. Ben Maller Show. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie. Garcia! Right over.
And we say hello back to you.
Thank you.
Big Ben Maller.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate the hello back.
Great pitching matchup there in Arizona. Well done.
Well, you didn't want. You were watching hockey. Come on.
No, I'm just saying. I watched the highlights. 11-8. That's what we want to see postseason baseball, right?
I enjoyed it. I like the offense. I know you don't. You probably wanted a 1-0 game. Boring.
Eh, it was 5-4. 5-4, I would
5-4.
Like.
5-4.
Yeah. Okay. Something like that would be
God
preferred.
Forbid. I'm upset that Rob Manfred didn't consult with you before they played the games.
I don't think you are upset by that. I think you're not being truthful right there.
Well, no, we want to make sure you're happy, Eddie. You don't like your high-scoring football
games. You asked me what I like. I'm telling you what I like.
Yeah.
I would prefer to see something like 6-5, something like that. Okay. Not too much, not too little.
No, hopefully we'll give you a 6-5. I mean, I really hope we get a 6-5 game.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
That would be very important. My life would be better if we got a 6-5.
I know how much you care about my feelings.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned, and I'm in touch. I've done a lot of yoga, as you know. And
we're at the hot yoga studio right next door for you. They built it for you.
A lot of hotties. We were so excited. you build a major national sports network, a lot of testosterone here, and then you build a hot yoga studio right next door.
Yeah.
What a recipe that is. And I have not seen one hot-looking person since this thing opened.
It has been disappointing.
I've seen ugly, fat people. I haven't seen any hot person
at all. They need to change the name
of that
studio. It's not
disgusting,
the hot yoga
disgusting
studio.
Disgusting people sweating should be the name of that place. That's what they should name it. Not one hot person.
I agree. It's false advertising is what it is.
I mean, I go to the gym in the morning after the show, and it's all old people. They're hotter than the people here. And they're all 80. You know, they're all
That's strong.
They go to the gym for free, you know. Because when you're over a certain age, you can go to the gym and you don't have to pay for it.
What would be a better name for the hot yoga studio?
I think I just gave the better name.
What was that?
You weren't listening?
Apparently not. I didn't hear you
give a name. How about unattractive people sweating? That could, they could call that? Would that be okay?
That's a little...
No? I don't know. Why is it closed?
Mildly warm
yoga studio? What if someone wants to go sweat hot yoga at like 3 in the morning? Why can't they leave it open? Who cares? They close at 11 or something like that? What's up with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. I got Danny G, Koopa Loop here. Danny's not worried either, by the way. Danny is as confident as I am. This is setting up very nicely for the Dodgers here. And I look forward to...
Didn't the Diamondbacks win the season series from the Dodgers?
Again.
Eddie?
Again.
Yeah. Yes, Danny? Hi.
It's a crapshoot, Eddie. It's the baseball postseason. And the Dodgers have.
I don't know, but you tell me how important the regular season is, and that it's more impressive
in
the regular season.
Yes, they won 104 games.
Right, but in the regular season, the Diamondbacks won the season series against the Dodgers.
Only because the Dodgers, when they went in their funk, they had an illness, they had a disease,
And that funk will not happen in the postseason.
For a month,
no chance of that happening.
No chance. In fact, I will explain later.
I'm pretty sure you would have never thought there was a chance that would happen in the regular season.
I will explain later. I'm glad. I want you to take notes here.
I will. I've got my pen and paper right here.
Professor Maller here, your teacher,
yes,
will teach you about why it is wrong to write off the Dodgers and why they
I'm not writing them off.
Oh, no, you kind of are.
No, I'm just saying you profess about the regular season and how important it is, and I'm just pointing out that the Diamondbacks won the regular season series against the Dodgers.
I heard earlier Jason Smith, who works here, was literally slobbering all over the Diamondbacks on the radio. It's like he's a Diamondback fan. It was fascinating. But listen, Dodgers are going to win, and I look forward to this. And I'll be very classy when they win. I won't rub it in. There are no real hardcore Diamondback fans anyway, so I can't really offend. No, I can't really offend any real Diamondback fans. I some of the people that were tweeting me like a week ago, they had Arizona Cardinal avatars. Now they've got Diamondback avatars. So they just changed it up now that the playoffs have started. That's kind of how that goes.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And another monumental edition of Maller to the third degree. We bring in the master of ceremonies, the Coop, the Loop, Justin Cooper.
Mariners GM Jerry DePoto said that Felix Hernandez would be handled a little differently next season, which could include pitch counts, skipping starts, and so on. Ben, do you think that this will get King Felix at least a little closer to what he once was?
No. This is not going to work. I did see this. I was on the state-run MLB website, and they had this big write-up about Jerry DePoto, and he's got this master plan to fix the Mariner pitching staff, and I read it out of morbid curiosity. A couple of things here. A, Felix Hernandez is past his prime. He's 33 years old. The law of diminishing returns is what's in play here. King Felix will never be what he was several years back. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be effective, but he's going to have to reinvent himself. I recommend learning a new pitch. I would like to see the Ephus pitch come back to baseball. No one's really throwing the Ephus pitch. I'd like to see that come back. Remember there was a guy, this is an outdated reference, but there was this pitcher I heard about before my time, Frank Tanana. He like reinvented himself as a soft tosser. You can do it. And then as far as Jerry DePoto is concerned, the GM, he claimed that Seattle baseball needs a wolf pack mentality for their pitching staff. That's the terminology they use, a wolf pack mentality, and that meant that they need a bigger stable of pitchers to choose from. That's great, but you got to live in the real world, right? You got to live in the real world. And if they really want to see Felix Hernandez find the fountain of youth, other than learning a gimmick pitch, right, the knuckleball, the Ephus pitch, something like that, other than that, there's only one person on God's green earth that I know that can find the fountain of youth, that knows the phone number and knows where to have the package delivered to get the fountain of youth, and that would be Peyton Manning. So if I'm Jerry DePoto, I get Felix Hernandez on the phone with Peyton. Peyton knows some people at the Guyer Clinic, and he went – remember, Peyton had – he had a career-threatening neck injury. He had degeneration of his spine. He needed three surgeries, Peyton Manning. He missed a season, and then – set an NFL single-season record for touchdown passes 2 years later. So as long as the Mariners can get whoever was taking care of Peyton, whatever goodies Peyton was possibly using to get over to King Felix, they're in good shape. Defining greatness after breaking every kind of modern medical science guidebook. All right, next.
The Washington Redskins are 2-2 and currently sitting at third place in the NFC East. However, they have beat both the Rams and the Raiders and were a drop pass away from potentially beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Ben, are the Redskins underrated?
No, I'm going to say that's a stretch to say that the Redskins are underrated. I wouldn't describe them as underrated. And I know it's a bit of semantics here, but the Red Sox, they're always going to be glossed over. And I'll tell you the reason why. Number one, when you play in a division with the Dallas Cowboys, you're not going to win the PR battle. The Cowboys are always going to get more hype. The puffery is going to be about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And then you got the Giants up the road a ways there, and they're getting a lot of publicity as well. So going into a season, if you break down the NFC East, the Eagles and Redskins are always downgraded in comparison to the Cowboys and the Giants. And then number two, Washington, what are they good at? They're good at drama. Dan Snyder. This guy feeds the content box here at Fox Sports Radio. Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. The Redskins have a pretty good stable of running backs there. They've got some grinders on defense. So they'll be in contention. They'll be a 9 or 10 win team in Washington. You win 9 or 10 games, you're in the wild card. You're in the division race in the NFC East. And the Cowboys certainly look like they've taken at least a half a step back. Next!
Adam Gase is jumping to the defense of Jay Cutler. Now, Cutler's getting a lot of heat, but Gase says, quote, "If we protect him and give him a second to throw the ball, we'll be all right. If he's going to get hit from start to finish, I don't care who you put back there." Ben, do you think the Dolphins would be doing better with Ryan Tannehill?
Well, Adam Gase, he's using a classic coaching smokescreen. Right? And I don't buy what he's trying to get across here. The video does not like the Wildcat play where Jay Cutler look like he would rather be swimming in some piranha-filled water than run that particular play with any kind of energy. Not only has Jay Cutler been a quarterback in Miami, he has been, the word here is a nuisance. He has been a nuisance. Cutler was bad at the end of his run with the Chicago Bears. No one in Chicago was upset when Jay Cutler was not brought back. In fact, they had a ticker tape parade. They were so excited about this. But with Cutler playing even worse now in Miami than he did when in Chicago, how is that even possible? Cutler's 29th in yards per attempt. Mike Glennon, who's already been benched in Chicago, has a better yards per pass attempt than Jay Cutler in Miami right now. Blake Bortles, who's had a really good game and some shaky games, is also ahead of Jay Cutler. But wait, we got more. Jay Cutler's 25th in quarterback rating. Smoking Jay Cutler should be brought up on grand larceny charges for what he's done in Miami here. This is a fraud situation. Now, secondly, this makes the problem is it makes Adam Gase look bad. He was trumpeted and built up as this quarterback whisperer who could get into Jay Cutler's soul and turn him into an effective NFL quarterback again, even a Pro Bowl-type player. How the hell is that working out? Don't ask, right? All right, there it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you passed this edition.
That's a winner!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, you would think after beating the Patriots that the chatter in the NFL would be about Cam Newton. Why not, right? Big win anytime you beat the Super Bowl champs in their own stadium. Man, that's important. I'm going to assume the position that this was not what he envisioned would be the topic of conversation in the NFL world. It turned out to be, let's charbroil Cam Newton Day on social media. They unloaded. The people out to get Cam Newton. Now, what did he do? If you've been in a cave somewhere and you have not paying attention. This is interesting. It's interesting. Cam Newton turned a generic, boring question from a female reporter into a feeding frenzy. Into a feeding frenzy. And we have the audio tape on this, so let's go to the audio tape. Again, this is a random midweek news conference from Cam Newton, the Carolina Panthers' former MVP there. Ask a question, and this is what has turned him into a punching bag.
Cam, I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck-sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, all right. So that's Cam. First of all, any question about Devin Bunches, I think, is funny. I think it's just in general those questions are pretty funny.
Sexist.
All right, so let's talk about this. You heard the key part of that. It's funny to hear a female talk about routes or, depending on where you live, roots. All right, so here's the NFL quickly circled the wagons. And this is – I got the biggest kick out of the reaction to this, right? Because the NFL, they ran over each other to issue a strongly worded statement condemning Cam Newton's remarks, right, saying that they were just plain wrong. I mean, just a couple of hours after that news conference, that came out. So Cam Newton has been being he's been I don't know if attack's the right word, but people are unloading on Cam Newton because of that soundbite that you just heard, right? They're going for it. They are.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's funny. And so did Cam Newton's response deserve the kind of pushback that he's getting? Of course not. Of course not. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Now, my thoughts on this, it's an obvious overreaction. Honesty is in play here. Real world, and there are some people that clearly need therapy dogs. They do. Hey, this is a classic overreaction. Of all the things to get upset about in the world that we're in right now, I would say, and I would like to think that I'm not in the minority on this, I would think that this is pretty far down on your laundry list of things that will get you enraged. I mean, it's just, these people are acting just as childish as Cam Newton, right? Grow up. Now, Cam Newton, the thing that he did, the thing that was the mistake from Cam Newton, you know what his real sin was? What Cam Newton's real sin was? Honesty. That's how he feels, right? And who cares? Who cares if that's how Cam Newton feels? Fine. He's a dopey quarterback that dresses like a clown and wears skinny jeans and ridiculous hats. That's Cam Newton. He's trying to sell you yogurt, okay? This is not someone you should be concerned about. And you know, he's not exactly the poster child for someone that you look to their opinions. Oh, my God, I need clarity from this person. Rather than speaking cliches and the platitudes and the buzzwords that we get so often, Cam Newton, he did the thing that you can't do. He gave a response, which I believe was his honest response. That's how he felt, right? This is a reminder. We play these sound bites all the time. We usually mock them. And the reason we mock them is because they're all the same. They're robotic. They're cold. They're lifeless. We play this sound bite from former baseball player Scott Podsednik, who's the king of the cliche. And he spent like 15 seconds just going from cliche to cliche to cliche. And that's like 99% of jock speak. And the reason it is this way is because if you say the thing, even if you believe it, and you say the thing that people don't like to hear, you then get body slammed. In this case, it fits the political agenda of the social justice warriors, and they just tore him to shreds, right? And let me remind you that many of these same media outfits that have been roasting Cam Newton were also banging the drum about First Amendment rights of athletes. Let them protest at games. I don't care if they're at work. They're allowed to protest. It's in the First Amendment. Freedom of speech. Now we know that freedom of speech is only if you agree with our political agenda. And if you offend us, we will send out the attack dogs. And that's what's going on right now. The attack dogs are being sent out. And the thing, I was going nuts. I was texting a friend of mine early in the day, and I was like, you know, on the scale of outrage, if you're going to look at Cam Newton and say, I'm going to get upset over something that Cam Newton says, right? My money, we talked about this last week on this show. I did a Maller monologue on this because it annoyed me. Cam Newton said that Colin Kaepernick paid the ultimate sacrifice. That is much more offensive. Much more offensive than this dopey thing. No one even paid attention to that. No one paid attention because it fit the political agenda of most of the mainstream sports media. So they just completely ignored that. Right? No outrage, no condemning, no heartfelt stories about how could Cam disrespect all these soldiers and all that. No. No. None of that. But this, now you'd think he's Hitler. Oh, he's Hitler. My God. And by the way, the other thing here, I mean, who knows what Cam Newton, what goes on behind the closed doors of the locker room? Right? Apparently, the one of the reporters, a female reporter who covers the Panthers, confronted Cam Newton after this, and then Cam didn't back down, which I give him credit for. If that's how he feels, why should he back down? Why should he change his position? If he believes this, that's how he feels, right? And I say real world stuff. You can call Cam Newton a caveman, and many have, a Neanderthal, popular as well. People have said that. But let me ask you a question. Let's forget the PC nonsense. What percentage of NFL players, if you gave them truth serum, would say, I kind of generally agree with Cam Newton? What percentage? Is it going to be 1%? Is it 20%? Is it 30%? Is it over 50%? Again, if you peel back the curtain and, you know, you're just there, you said there'll be no punishment, there'll be no nasty things said about you, no heartfelt stories written about how horrible you are and all this. How many of them would say, hey, you know, yeah, I kind of agree. I don't know. Maybe Cam Newton's on an island by himself. I'm going to say no, though. Right? I'm going to say no. Now, my advice everyone in this department who's all outraged is to ignore this, right? Even if Cam Newton is someone who is a Neanderthal, right? And misogynistic and all that, big deal, right? I mean, most NFL players think it is funny when someone who did not play in the NFL talks about the game of football, the X's and O's, as a general rule. Whether they have male anatomy or female anatomy, they think that these people are stupid. That's why we have a bunch of boring athletes that do television and radio and suck, almost all of them, but they are, you know, they're respected in the athlete world because they used to play the game. Doesn't matter whether they can actually do television or radio, but they often get these jobs. But that's part of the reason, right? Because they're accepted, other athletes are accepted in the fraternity. That's how it's been for a zillion years, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. I don't see it changing anytime soon here. And Cam Newton, it hasn't happened yet, which I'm surprised. I thought this was going to happen already. If it has happened, I haven't seen it. I'm going to take the position he will eventually be strong-armed into a forced apology. He'll do the walk of shame. He'll say he was trying to make a joke. It's a misunderstanding. He'll talk about Jesus. He'll bring his family up, the whole thing. I mean, we've seen these kind of apologies before and all that. But maybe he won't. Maybe Cam will be different. And maybe Cam will stand by his vision. If that's how he feels, I think he should stand by his position. This is First Amendment, right? It's where the NFL, the mainstream media is like, hey, these guys have a right to do what they want. They want to protest on the job and sit down during the national anthem, which is upsetting a lot of people. They're allowed to do it. Right? First Amendment. Well, First Amendment cuts both ways, right? If you're going to go down that road, and Cam Newton can do whatever. That, how funny is it, though, that the NFL has been – there are major sponsors of the NFL that have had to start special – they've had to hand out special numbers for complaints from people that are upset with what's going on in the NFL with the protests. The NFL sits there and does nothing. Cam Newton does this, and an hour later, there's a memo from the NFL, strongly worded statement, saying this is just plain wrong. It's outstanding. It's comical at this point. Now, the parting shot on all of this, right? Now, we know that the PC police have been triggered, right? The mob is marching down the street. They're holding torches. They've got their pitchforks out, and they are demanding an apology. Right, and you know, keep an eye. If I'm Cam Newton, I'm watching out for the attack poodles because they are going to attack him. And my advice to these people all upset about this particular issue is go get your little therapy dog there. Manage your anxiety. It's insane. But again, that just shows you the ridiculousness of this. A week ago, Cam Newton was talking about Colin Kaepernick and says he paid the ultimate sacrifice. No one other than me and like two other people paid any attention to that. This, you would have thought Cam Newton has said the most ridiculous thing in the world. Now, do I agree with Cam Newton's position? No, I've had women that I've worked with over the years that knew plenty about football. But who cares? I don't care about that particular part of it. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox, and we will take your phone calls. Your phone calls if you'd like to be part of the festivities. The number is 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We're also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. How come, to my knowledge, nobody asked, we'll bring in Eddie here, nobody asked a follow-up of, there were like 30 people supposedly in the room there, and they didn't follow up with Cam on that?
Well, I will say this, while he does sound like a dope for how he started it off, he did actually answer her question very thoughtfully. I think it would have been worse if he would have just dismissed the question and not answered it, but he actually did answer the question. So I think that was part of it. I mean, right? Not asking a follow-up? Is that, like, so, you wanted them to go after him? Is that what you're saying?
If they were really upset, man, I mean, all these reporters who were in the room, not all of them, but several of them have written these just heartfelt stories about how upset they were and how there was silence in the room. Well, you were there. I wasn't there. You weren't there, Eddie. If you were that upset by it, why don't you put the pressure on Cam Newton and say, hey, stupid, why'd you do that? None of them did, right? Not on the microphone, not at the podium. And then, were they blindsided by this? Were they shocked by this? And then
you would agree that it is surprising that he would have this reaction, right? I mean, women reporters in the locker room and in press conferences, that's the norm now. It's not anything unusual.
That doesn't mean, though, behind closed doors, this is not the popular opinion, though. I know I like to live in a world where you don't think that.
I'm just saying.
I think it's out,
he reacted like, wow, this is the first time I've ever seen a woman in a press conference. They're in every sport in press conferences. This isn't new.
It's not. Well, they have a female beat writer, at least one, that's covering the team. So I'm assuming she's been around the team quite a bit.
I'm assuming this, that she's asked questions before. I'm pretty sure Cam Newton has had a lot of press conferences, so it's odd. Yeah.
All right. It's the Ben Maller Show. I cannot wait for his apology. Will it be a posting on social media?
Yes.
You're going to go that?
Yep.
All right. He's not going to do the walk of shame out there and say, I really want to address this. I want to. Because you know Ron Rivera's got a news conference on Thursday.
Oh, I'm sure he's thrilled to be answering questions about this.
It's got to be like his first question, right? And I'll say, hey, coach, what did you think of your quarterback statements, you know, and all that.
I don't believe it'll be the first question, but it'll be in the top first five questions.
So they'll start with a question.
Yep. Get him warmed up a little bit.
Give me the injuries, coach. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Moving.
It's funny.
Isn't it a little bit – am I off my rocker, Eddie, that the outrage over this, and no outrage when last week Cam Newton said that Colin Kaepernick paid the ultimate sacrifice. No one paid any attention to that. If you're going to get upset over this, don't you get upset over that also? Or no?
No.
You don't get upset over that?
You know, I mean, no, you understand.
So it's okay for like the dead soldier thing. It's okay to compare Colin Kaepernick to dead soldiers. But that's okay. But this is too far. That's crossing the line, this.
You understand why. This is the agenda.
Dead soldiers don't buy tickets, but women do. Is that why?
No, because there's a narrative of a certain group of people, and they don't care about that. They only care about one side of it.
I know. I got you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app. It's now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It is Ask Ben for your listening pleasure. Sometimes dangerous. It could be hazardous to your health. It's always risky. And the answers are unknown because the questions are uncertain. It's the beauty of it. It's ad-libbed at its best. It is always, well, it's always two segments. We'll see how long we go today. Let's do it. It's Ask Ben and the master of ceremonies trying to buck the odds, the Coupe de Loup.
Now, Ben, we're going to start off, as always, with back-to-back questions for you.
Okay.
But my question for you is,
yes.
Do you want to start off with a regular nice question or a dark question?
It's not my decision. It's not my decision. So whatever you want, Coop.
All right. We'll start off with the nice one.
Okay.
Ben, this is for you. This is from Jason on Facebook.
Hello, Jason.
What do you love most about doing radio?
I don't have to be a grown-up to do radio. I like that. When I was a kid, once my dream of playing professional sports died out, I wanted to be the guy on the radio. I thought, now originally I was going to be a play-by-play guy, but it's a wonderful job. There's, like any job, there are things that could be better. There are things that could be improved on. But it's fun. I mean, how bad could it be that my job is to pay attention to sports stories? It's like the greatest job. Guys do that anyway. Guys work 80 hours a week, and they still try to keep track of all the sports stories. My gig is just to pay attention to sports stories and then have opinions. It's wonderful. So I guess the thing that I like most about it is I've been doing it a long time, and it's fun. It's good. All right, next. That was a softball.
All right, here we go. Yeah. This is from Robert on Facebook.
Okay.
Ben, many famous people have passed away this week.
Yeah.
I have Tommy Lasorda going next on the 22nd of October.
Uh-oh.
Who's next on your death pool?
Wait, who wrote that in?
Said Robert on Facebook.
And Coop, of course, no editing at all, says, I'll just go with that. Why not?
Well, what was I supposed to edit?
I don't know.
How dare you, Robert? That's blasphemy.
Well, listen, I hope Tommy Lasorda lives forever. I knew Tommy years ago. Who do I have on my death pool?
Yep.
I don't know.
He's in the Coop.
He's like excited Coop. I don't have any. What do you want me to say? An old guy? Who's an old guy in sports? They're all dead. The old guys are already gone.
One Facebook post that did catch my eye after Tom Petty passed away, unfortunately. It was a post somebody wrote, and it said, Tom Petty passed away, .. And frickin' Betty White is still alive. That lady, she's, how old is she now?
In her 90s, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
And didn't she play?
She's 95.
Dang.
And you, she don't get
played
any,
a,
you don't get
she
any
played
points,
an old person
though.
When she was, what, in her 50s and 60s?
But you don't get
50s?
Any points with Betty
she
White.
She was a golden girl 20 years ago.
That's crazy.
You don't get any points with that,
sure
right?
You do.
No, because she's not. You get 5 points. You don't know how a death pool works. You only get 5 points.
But she's been one of those actors who's old. Like, we only know her as an old person. Even when we were little kids, she
Eddie,
was old.
You got anyone in your death pool, Eddie?
No, I don't play that stupid game.
You don't?
No. But if I did, I would have Tommy Lasorda.
You would?
Wow, dog.
What about Bobby Knight? Would you have him in there? No?
Oh, no. Lasorda's got 1 foot in.
He's hanging on pretty good, though. He's hanging on there. He's going for it. Coop, who's at the top of your list, Coop?
I don't know. I mean, are we talking sports-wise?
Well, you asked the question.
Well, I didn't ask the question. Robert from Facebook asked the question.
I don't know who Robert is. You're the one that read the question, so you asked the question.
You
got somebody, Coop. You have an agenda. Go ahead.
No,
who do you have at the top?
I don't know. I'd have to put more thought into it. I'm serious about these kind of things.
Oh, you put me on the spot here, and I just threw a random name
out. No, the question was geared towards you. It wasn't for the crew.
Yeah. Okay. All right, next, it's Ask Ben your terrible questions and our terrible answers. Yeah.
All right, this is for everybody. This is from John on Facebook. What does everyone listen to on the way into work?
I usually am on the phone. I take
Talking
care
to your bookie?
Of, No. Well, sometimes. I call my dad. That's when I call my dad on the road, and I'm usually making a couple of other phone calls. So I don't listen to much. So I'm on the phone. I guess that's the answer. Generally, I'm on the phone. What about you, Eddie?
I'm an XM radio guy on the way in.
Yeah.
I've got the rotation of, I got the 80s channel. I've got like the hairband channel, the 90s channel, and like the Ozzy Osbourne channel are my.
Yeah.
I just flip back and forth between the four until there's something I like, and then I'll stay there for a while.
Okay. Danny G on the way in. You have a short drive, Danny G.
Yeah,
the shortest drive of all of us.
It's not too long. It's like a 15-minute, 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
So my rotation, sports first on AM 570.
That's corporate, right there.
Well, I got to make sure we're still on the air.
That's true. Yeah. Well, if the Clippers are playing, I'll listen to that in the
background. I'm being honest. That's Dodgers, the first thing. Man. Yeah, it's usually Dodger post game. So, of course, I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
And then 95.5 KLOS, and when they go to commercials, I go to the Real 92.3. So I go from sports to rock to hip-hop.
So you have your L.A. For those of you outside of L.A., those are a couple of big music stations. What about you, Coop the Loop?
I listen to music off my iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen. I have some music on my phone that I listen to sometimes, but I'm usually on the phone on the way in. On the way home, there's no one awake, so I can't call. There's no one I can call on the way home. I guess I could call the East Coast. Like, there's some people starting to wake up a little bit.
I used to do that on the drive home, call some East Coast friends.
Yeah.
But I hate talking on the phone.
I don't mind when I'm driving.
I second that, Eddie.
You know what I hate? I hate talking on the phone when there's people, like, around. Like, I have at home, if I get a phone call, I, like, have to go in the other room. I have to be in the room by myself. I don't like other people in the room while I'm talking on the phone. It drives me nuts. Can't stand it.
My wife will call me up on her drive home, and she lives three blocks away.
Oh, that's annoying.
And she starts telling me about her day. I'm like, can't you wait till you get home to tell me about this so we can like have a conversation?
Well, my move is always I want to save the material. I don't want to use it because I'll have nothing to talk about.
That's exactly what I say.
All right. Yeah, let's pause for the cause. It is the Ben Maller Show. It's Ask Ben. More of your questions, our answers, and we'll get to that. We'll do it next. And right back to it. It is Ask Ben, your questions and our answers. And we'll do a belly whopper back in the deep end and over to the Coop the Loop.
Real quickly, I want to give props to everybody on Facebook. I challenged them to be more creative this week, and there's a lot of great questions.
What about the peeps over on Twitter? You forget about them?
They're kind of slacking right now, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple
Fernando
good ones.
Wants us to do a remote in Vegas. I would do a remote every week in Vegas.
Yeah, let's move the show to Vegas.
I'm all for that, Fernando.
Okay, so this is a question for everyone from Alex on Facebook. What would you need to be paid to get a Prince Albert piercing?
I'm married, so I have to get that approved.
That's the PP piercing, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I think that's a no-fly zone. I'm going to go...
No amount?
Oh, there's got to be an amount. Everyone has their price.
Yeah. All right. $100 billion. Oh, done.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So, Eddie?
Hold on. If somebody offered you $1 million, Ben, you wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
Wow. All right.
You give me like, because $1 million after taxes is like, what, $450,000 or something
like
that?
Okay. So how about $5 million then?
I need more. I need a house. I need a car. I need to never have to work again. I need that.
Eddie?
Now, I could just, like, is there a length of time I would have to have it? Do I have to have it for the rest of my life? Or can I just, you know?
It's tough to, the damage is done.
I mean,
he doesn't
specify that, so I think you just have to get it.
Do it, and then the next day, then, you know, you can get rid of it, kind of.
Well, it would get infected, though.
Yeah, you have to keep it in there for, I mean.
I'm sure I get some Neosporin or something, Danny. yeah, I'll do it for $1 million.
All right, Danny G.
I'm going to say, Ben, in our neighborhood here, a decent house is probably like, $2.3 million?
Oh, something like that, sure, yeah.
So, you know, in the Sherman Oaks, California Hills here.
But you got to upkeep, right?
Right.
You got bills every, you know, the bigger the house, the more it costs to maintain it.
So, that's what I'm going to say, $2.3 million.
Oh, you're going low.
Wow, that's...
You're shooting low.
That's crazy. I mean, I'd do it for $500,000.
Would you get a tattoo for the show, Coop? If we wanted, like, if the listeners did a GoFundMe, would you do a tattoo?
No, because they wouldn't be able to raise enough money.
What's your price on a tattoo?
It depends on what the tattoo is.
And where it is.
What about on your forehead?
Oh, that's...
There's no price.
Oh, come five.
Really? So there's. Oh, look at Eddie. Whoa.
How about
on my forehead?
On,
no, there's no pride on
your neck. I'd get the
neck.
Prince Albert before I get a
Absolutely.
Tattoo on my forehead.
Yeah.
How about on your neck, Coop?
No. No price.
What about like a wrist tattoo on your wrist or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a price for that.
There'd be a price for that. Okay. Back of your hand, how about that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? All right, so there's a negotiation. See, we're working down the price.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.